Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Gopi Janavallabha Kirkar Dhani Gopi Janavallabha Kirkar Dhani Yashoda Nandana Prajajana Ranjana Yashoda Nandana Prajajana Ranjana Yamuna Tira Vana Chavi Yamuna Tira Vana Chavi Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Gopi Janavallabha Kiri Bharadhari Gopi Janavallabha Kiri Bharadhari Yashoda Nandana Prajajana Randana Yashoda Nandana Prajajana Randana Yashoda Nandana Prajajana Randana Yashoda Nandana Prajajana Randana Yamuna Tira Vana Chavi Yamuna Tira Vana Chavi Jai Radha Madhava
जय ओम विष्णु पाद परमहम सर्वजाकचर्य अस्तु सरस्वती श्रीमान अभाय सानंद विन भक्त वरंत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद की इस कौन फाउंड चार्ज श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय ओम विष्णु पाद परमहम सर्वजाकचर्य अस्तु सरस्वती श्रीमान श्रील भक्ति वरंत सरस्वती गोस्वामी महाराज प्रभुपाद की आनंद कोटि सर्वविन की नाम चार्ज श्रील हरिदास ठाकुर की प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधा श्री वस्त्र गौर भक्तविंद की श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण गोपी गोपीनाथ श्याम कुंड राधा कुंड गिर गोपदान की श्री वृंदावन धाम की श्री महापनवरी धाम की श्री जगन्नाथपुरी धाम की गंग जुमुन माये की तुलसी देव की भक्ति देव की श्री मथुरा रानी की हरिनाम संकीर्तन की संकीर्तन यज्ञ की ग्रंथराज श्रीमद भगवतम की साम वेद भक्तविंद की निशाय गौर प्रेमानंदी ओ ग्लोरी टू द असेंबल डिवोटीज ओ ग्लोरी टू द असेंबल डिवोटीज ओ ग्लोरी टू द असेंबल डिवोटीज ओ ग्लोरी टू श्री श्री गुरु गौरांग गौर प्रेमानंद नमस्ते सरस्वती देवी ओम अज्ञान त्रिमनंदस्य ज्ञानंजनाशलाकय चक्षुन्मीलितं येन तस्मये श्री गुरवे नमः श्री चैतन्य मनोविष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपकधामयं ददति स्वापदंसिकं वन्देहं श्रीगुरु श्रीयुतपदकमलं श्रीगुरुन् वैष्णवंश्च श्रीरूपं सागजातं सहगनारगनसंवितं तं सजीवम् तद्वेतं सावधूतं परिजनाद्वैतं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधाकृष्णपदं सहगनाललिता शिवसाकं विशंसः हे कृष्ण करुणसिन्धु दीनाबन्धु जगत्पते गोपेशा गोपिका कंस राधा कंस नमोस्तुते सप्ता कंचन गौरंगे राधे वृंदावनेश्वरे Vishabhanu Suchadevi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalkaturu Vyasya Kripa Sindhu Vyayevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Padayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gaurasize Nama Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadha Srivastadi Gaurabhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Today, okay. I'm very happy to be here in Mirror Road today. I'm very happy to be with so many pure devotees. And who are also very dedicated to Sri Sri Radhagiri Thari. Jagannath Dalaram Subhadra and Sri Sri Gaurani Thai. And especially to my beloved Gurudev, A.C. Bhaktivinoda Swami Prabhupada.
We come here today to hear Srimad Bhagavatam. And this Srimad Bhagavatam is not an ordinary book. This Krishna Tulya Bhagavata is non-different than Krishna. And it was orally received. It was orally received by hearing. We say this thing. Nigama kalpataro galatam sukha mukha dravya samyasam divaksha bhagavatam rasamalayam mahora rasika bhuva bhavakaha. That this Srimad Bhagavatam is already nectarian. It's already nectarian. It's already very, very sweet. Very sweet and nectarian. Meeta. But it became more sweet when it was spoken by Srila Sukadeva Goswami. And that is how it was received by Maharaj Parikshit. Maharaj Parikshit heard it directly from Sukadeva Goswami.
महाराज परीक्षित जो है सुखदेव गोस्वामी से वैसे डायरेक्टली सुने थे, सीधा उनके मुख मंत्र से सुने थे.
And Sukadev Goswami is such a pure devotee, so pure devotee, very pure. And what is in Sukadev Goswami's heart, from his heart, is coming out through his mouth. Therefore it is said, you have to orally hear Srimad Bhagavatam, you have to hear it. And you have to hear it in the association of pure devotees. And it has to be spoken by a pure devotee. Please excuse me. I do not think I am a pure devotee. But I have been ordered by my Gurudev. And he is ordering me to speak this thing. So on the order of my Guru, I am giving some explanation. So if I make any mistake, you please excuse me.
Okay.
And this is the process. For hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, you must hear from devotees. From devotees. Don't hear Srimad Bhagavatam through the radio on the TV. Yes, professional reciters. They're not good. Huh. They are giving so many bogus explanations. And they have no love for
Krishna.
And they generally think that the story of Bhagavatam and Puranas is mythology. They think that it is manufactured by poet. It is just a manufactured. They think that it's fiction, or fiction story. And they think that these activities are impossible. So there's absolutely no benefit from hearing from these kind of people. Even though they may call themselves scholarly. And other people may think, oh, they are speaking very nice. They are very nice speakers. But you will not get love for Krishna by hearing from them. And that is why we are hearing Srimad Bhagavatam. We are hearing about Krishna so that we can develop Krishna Prem. Krishna Prem. We are doing this, as I said, on the order of Guru. This is called parampara. And so we offer prayers to Sri Sri Gornithai, Radhagiritali, Jagannath, Nalam Subhadra, to please help us. Please help us. And we ask for their help so that we may get a proper understanding. Proper understanding. Okay. So we're reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 9. Oh, what is this? Somebody has given me chapter 12. Huh? But we didn't finish chapter 11. We didn't finish chapter 11. We only got up to text 27. Isn't it? Well, I know there's no purpose. Okay. So you want to do text number 6. Okay. You should have told me. So sap aste yoga siddha. So sap aste yoga siddha. Kalapa gramam astita. Kalapa gramam astita. Kale ante surya vamsam. Kale ante surya vamsam. Nashtam bhavayita punaha. Nashtam bhavayita punaha. So shalasya yoga siddha. Kalapa gramam astita. Kale ante suya vamsham. Nastam bhavayita punaha. So shavasya yoga siddha. Kalapa gramam astita. Kala ante surya vamsam. Nashtam bhava yita punaha. So shavasya yoga siddha. Kalapa gramam astita. Kale ante suya vamsam. Nashtam bhava yita punaha.
Thank you.
करके मरुस अवधि कलाप नामक गांव में रह रहा है। वह कलयुग की समाप्ति पर पुत्र उत्पन्न करेगा जिससे विनष्ट सूर्यवंश पुनर्जीवित होगा। स्वामी ने कलाप ग्राम में मरु के अस्तित्व का निर्धारण किया था और कहा था कि मरु योग सिद्धि शरीर प्राप्त करके कलयुग के अंत तक रहेगा। कलयुग को 4,32,000 वर्ष तक चलना है। ऐसी होती है योग शक्ति की स्थिति। स्वास्थ्य को रोग परिस्थिति योगी जितने काल तक चाहे जीवित रह सकता है। कभी कभी हम वैदिक साहित्य से यह सुनते हैं कि व्यासवे तथा अश्वत्थामा जैसे वैदिक कालीन महापुरुष अबोधी जीवित है। यहाँ हमें यह पता चलता है कि मरु अबोधी जीवित है। कभी कभी हम आश्चर्य होता है कि क्या मध्य शरीर इतने दीर्घकाल तक जीवित रह सकता है। इस दीर्घ आयु की व्याख्या योग सिद्ध शास्त्र में निहित है। योग विधि में सिद्ध हो जाने पर मनुष्य सह जितने काल तक जीवित रह सकता है। उदाहरण प्राप्त है योग सिद्धि इच्छा अनुसार जीवित रह सकता है।
नमो ओम विष्णु पदाय कृष्ण प्रसाद भूतले श्रीमते भक्त वदन स्वामिनी के नमने नमस्ते सरस्वती देवी गौर भानु पचाने नैवशेष शून्य मुखम करो श्री वाचा लम फंगुम लंगायते गिरिन यत् कृपतम हम वंदे श्री गुरुनिधि सारे परमानंद मोहन सो दिस चैप्टर of Srimad Bhagavatam describes a dynasty of kings. Coming in the Ikshvaku line, coming from Lord Ramachandra. The previous chapter was all about Lord Ram's capital, Ayodhya. And there's some little description of the beauty and wondrous nature of Ayodhya. After that, there's some kings, but as Kali Yuga progresses, the dynasty is finished. Maru is one of the last in the line of the dynasty, and he becomes perfect in mystic city.
Maru jo hai unke jo parampara ke jo king the unse aakhri raja the aur wo siddhi yogi ke
so here is explained this kind of perfection he achieved. That is a result of this breath control and meditation. That is described in 12th canto Srimad Bhagavatam. By controlling the mind and fixing the mind on meditation on a particular incarnation of Krishna, one can control the material elements. By the power of the demigod, or by the power of the Supreme Lord, one gains mystic siddhi. Behind the control of material nature is the demigods and the Supreme Lord. In modern education, we are not taught about the demigods or about the Supreme Lord. They are trying to explain everything by principles of physics or chemistry or biology. They are not accepting that there is Agni or Vayu, like they said, God of wind, or Indra, God of thunder. They are saying that this idea that there is some demigod is a primitive idea. And they say that this idea of God is created by man. They say that the man has created God to explain material nature. That primitive man could not understand how the rain was coming. He could not understand how rain was coming, so he invented a god of rain. And because he could not understand, the so-called modern man is saying, because we could not explain what was lightning or thunder, we invented a god of thunder. We could not understand how the wind is blowing, so we imagine that there is a wind god, Vayu. We are imagining it only. In this way, the modern idea is that there is no gods at all. And they are trying to show how everything is happening simply by physical laws. And they are giving many theories. They are giving theories to explain how it is working. And they think that they are making advancement in knowledge.
आगे बढ़ रहे हैं ये सब देवी से सब करके
and as they go deeper and deeper into material nature they believe that they will discover what is the cause of life
जैसे जैसे ये अंदर जाते हैं प्रकृति के समझने के अंदर तो समझ में
आया because all of their theories are based on that everything is coming from matter Yeah, that life is evolving from chemicals. That there was some liquid in the beginning. And within that liquid, life form came about. Some chota germs or some very small life began. But if you ask these scientists, can you make such life in the laboratory? Can you make it? They will say yes, we can do it. And they will say, what life have you made? What life? They say, we have made some acid. And from this acid, life will come. But have you made anything alive? Can you make even a one cell? Oh no, we will do it in the future. In the future we will do it. And years go by. Many years go by. But they have not been able to make any life. And now the scientists experiments have become very complicated. And they now can understand how this living cell is working. Something. You can understand something how it works. And they are amazed because it defies all the laws that they know. It is working miraculously, very wonderfully. It is working. But how it is working, it is inconceivable. And the scientists now, they are looking at the stars with very big telescopes. And they want to know how life is beginning in the universe. And their experiments are getting very, very complicated. And the more they learn, the more complicated it becomes. It does not become simple, it becomes more and more complicated. And they're looking and they're thinking, it is inconceivable, it is inconceivable, we cannot understand it. In this way, the intellect is bewildered, they become bewildered. And some scientists say, oh, there must be God, there must be a God. Because when we've studied all the physical laws, what we are seeing is inconceivable. It is inconceivable. The theory was that we can explain everything by physical laws. And they were trying to say that there is no God. There is no God in control. But after studying matter for a long time, they've come to understand it is not a simple thing at all. They assumed that as they studied it, it would become more and more simple. They were thinking that a cell was a very simple piece of matter. A cell was like some dough, like a piece of dough. Like that. And that life was just a combination of these materials. But now they are understanding that in the cell is extremely complex mechanisms. And those mechanisms appear to be alive. They're alive and they're making decisions. And the deeper they go into it, it's just inconceivably complex. And this has left them completely bewildered. Therefore, as I said, some say because it is complicated and it is working so systematic, then what is controlling it? There must be some control. Everything is working under some kind of control. But we cannot see the controller.
They have no
In Sanskrit, the control is called the Ishwara. So, in the Veda, when we talk of Ishwara, Ishwara means God. The scientists are understanding there must be some Ishwara, something controlling. But they don't know what it is. But their final conclusion is that there must be something controlling. Otherwise, how is it working? Now some scientists, they're saying life has come to this planet from extraterrestrials came here. They don't accept Darwin theory anymore. They don't accept it. That on this earth somehow there was evolution. Evolution from chemical and animals came out and human beings. They don't accept it anymore. Because there's no way such complex things could have evolved over this planet's lifespan, which is very little, only so many billion years. And a meteor came here, a meteor comet, and brought life here like this, accidental. But then they think, well, how would it survive? How will life survive coming through space on comets and crashing onto the earth? How will it survive? So some scientists are so life must have been brought here on some spaceship. Some spaceship must have come here and brought the life. And some scientists go, no, impossible. And some scientists are saying there must have been higher life on other planets and brought the life here. And some scientists are saying, no, that's a God idea. You're saying there must be God coming here. And some scientists are saying, well, how did it happen then? How did life come here? It must have come from some higher planet. Some higher planet. And others are saying, no, that's the God idea. That's the idea that we have come from God. And we are trying to disprove the existence of God. We don't want God. But some scientists are saying, no, God must be there. Otherwise, how did we get here? How could we be here? And when we look at the other planets, we see such big blackness today. And unlimited number of planets. So it is very possible that there is life there on those planets. And that life is much more advanced than our life. Much more advanced. And that life may be completely different than this human life. So in this way, they are speculating. But we don't have to do any speculation. We don't have to do speculation. Our process of receiving knowledge is not experimentation. Of course, in the university, all knowledge is based on experimentation. You cannot get PhD unless you can give something new knowledge you must give. They expect the student to do new research and find out something completely new things. But Vedic knowledge is not based on this research idea. We are just hearing. We are hearing from Guru, and we are only repeating what we have heard. Of course, what we are hearing is not a simple thing. It's not simple. And the knowledge of the Vedas is also complicated. It's complicated. And it requires Guru to be trained. And the student, he simply repeats what he has heard from parampara, he is repeating. And therefore, we can explain where we came from. And the devotee, he puts complete faith in the Veda. He puts faith in Veda. And he does not accept that this Veda is mythology. He does not accept that this book is only fiction. He will not accept this thing. Everything the devotee hears in the Bhagavatam, he accepts without a doubt. Even things which are inconceivable, very difficult things to understand, he hears and he accepts. We are hearing today how this mystic perfection is there, mystical perfection. That by the practice of the mystic yoga system, one can extend his life for many hundreds of thousands of years. We also hear that the devata, the demigods, they have lifespan of many millions of years. And we hear that Lord Brahma has a lifespan of many trillions of years. And we accept it. We accept. Yes, why not? On the Earth planet, we see some living creatures have lifespan of one day only. When the rains come, so many bugs, insects may come up. And at the night time, so many of them are flying. So many bugs are there at night. And in the morning, they are all dead. So many of them are lying on the road, dead. So that was their life. That was their life. Maybe 12 hours or something like that. And other small animals, they are living for 1-2 years. Dogs and cats, then they live maybe at maximum, 10 years, 15 years maximum. And we have experience, cow only 15, 20 years maximum. We have experience, we have seen it. And maybe some other animals live longer, elephant lives 50 years. But this, and human being maximum, we have 100 years, like this. Maybe somebody may live little longer. We have heard that some birds, parrots, they can live more than 100 years. And some tortoise can live some more than 100 years, more than. But we see that according to the body, some lifespan is there, So, according to the body, we're hearing that they don't have human body. They have a different kind of body, and therefore their lifespan is different. So that is not illogical, that's quite logical. So when we hear that the devata, they have a very, very, very long life, we say, why not? Why not? They could have. What? But here, we're hearing that a human being by development of mystic power, his life is extended for hundreds of thousands of years. So we may doubt it. The mystic powers, do they exist? I have not seen. But I have read, scientists have done experiments. They have done experiments. And they invited some yogis, mystics, will you come and do experiment with us? And the scientists discovered that the mystic yogis can do things they cannot explain. They cannot explain it. And they keep the research they did secret. It is kept secret. Because the research is funded by the military. The military, they can use that kind of mystic power if it is available. And therefore that kind of research knowledge is not available to you. You will not find it. But some information is available, that they have done the research, and it is a fact. There is mystic power. Especially they were very interested in what is called remote viewing. Remote viewing is called. Just like in the Bhagavad Gita, we hear Sanjaya. Sanjaya could see in his mind what was going on at Kurukshetra. And Sanjaya could speak to Dhritarashtra, the conversation between Arjuna and Krishna. He could speak it. And the military are very interested in this, for spying. Because the mystic yogis here now on the earth now, they can do this thing. They can do it. Some persons have got ability to see what is going on in another country and hear what is going on. So the military was very interested in this, how we can know what is going on in a foreign country. And they wanted to develop a technique using technology that would create this ability. And so they studied the brain waves and the chemicals within the yogi's body when he is doing this meditation. And then they tried to create those same brain waves in a soldier also. So that their soldiers could use these yogic abilities. Therefore, all that knowledge is all kept secret. They keep it all secret. And many knowledge that science has developed, they're keeping it all secret. They don't want you to know. And the school books are written in such a way to keep everybody in ignorance. So when one studies any sciences, the school book is incomplete knowledge. And they're not giving all the knowledge that is available. They're not giving. Because then that knowledge will be just too inconceivable for people in general. It's too inconceivable. But if you make a little research, you can find some of these things. You can find some of the things that they have discovered. And many of that information is just like what is explained in Bhagavatam. It's very similar to what is being spoken in Bhagavatam. I took some time to meet with some scientist devotees. I took some time to meet scientist devotees. And we have in our ISKCON, we've got a Bhaktivedanta Institute. Yeah. And the scientists there, they're always happy. They're very happy to explain many things. They're very happy to explain. And they're writing many books to explain the scientific experiments that they have done. And that all the results of the scientists are that there is God. There is God. That's actually the result. These stories in the Bhagavatam are very reasonable. It is not unreasonable. This is not unreasonable to accept this knowledge. more than reasonable. So here, Kali Yuga is given, this Kali Yuga is lasting for 432,000 years. 432,000 years. And in this Kali Yuga, this ignorance, there will be so much ignorance and falsity. And at the end of the Kali Yuga, that Kalki will come and kill all the demons. Kill all the demons. And this particular person, Maru, he will reintroduce the kings. If the Ikshvaku dynasty, they again will reign on the earth at the end of the Kali Yuga. But now there is no king on the earth. None. There is not. And in this particular time now we are living is a very dark time. And we are only dependent upon working together by cooperation. Of course, in our ISKCON, we don't have any kings. We also sit and discuss in group, and have a consensus. Previously, they had the kings to just tell everybody what to do. You do this. But there is no such qualified person here now. But we are trying to develop amongst our devotees some who are more intelligent. We're trying to develop. And those who are very intelligent, they are taking leading positions in its karma. But still, even amongst those intelligent, we don't have any autocrat. There is no king. Because in the Kali age, nobody is qualified. No one is so qualified. So we have to work together. There's no one who's alone, powerful, very powerful. So that is the challenge for the people of this age. We have to work together.
So
And that is become possible if we all chant Hare Krishna, if we chant Hare Krishna and be devotees. That, we can see that the outside, the Islam society, everybody is quarreling. They're all quarreling. And they're not able to even maintain the road. They're not even able to maintain a road. And there is a widespread corruption. And everybody is trying to get money, get money. So even if we make a contract, we'll give one contract to make the road good. Yeah, but will the road get made? Rather, the materials for the road get used for building somebody's house. And all the money that goes for the contract of somebody. And the people are giving so much taxes that in the end, no road. And this is going on everywhere. In every aspect of the society, in every aspect. But it should not go on in our ISKCON. We should not go on. When we are also collecting funds. We are collecting funds to build temples. But our business is no corruption. And everybody is invited to come and see what we are doing here. And how the devotees are living all simple lives. They're all living a simple life. And nobody is having a luxurious apartment, a luxury car, anything. He's not having it. And we all are dedicated. We're all dedicated to doing this for Krishna. We're just doing for Krishna. And we are inviting everyone to come and see how it is very nice life. It's very nice life. And involve yourself. You are also invited to become involved. And we say, this is your temple. You can involve, and it is your service also. It's not just our service, it's your service. In this way, devotees keep themselves free from Kali Yuga. They're free from Kali Yuga. The Kali Yuga, this is all you can do. This is all you can do, is be honest. And if you do honest seva, for Krishna, then that will give you perfection in life. That will be perfection.
Honestly,
You cannot do anything else. You can't do anything else other than this. Only this honest seva for Krishna. That's it. That's all you can do in Kali Yuga. Nobody is capable of doing it. It's a mystic siddhi. They're not capable. They're not capable. Nobody is capable of becoming a very big Kshatriya, big king, very powerful. Because our lifespan is very small and we are not very strong. We are not very strong. But if we work together, working together and worshipping Krishna together, then we can get perfection in life. Perfection. And the easiest way to do service for Krishna is chanting Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So that's a very simple process. Everything is simplified in Kali Yuga. For the devotees, life is simple. It's very simple for us, not complicated. But for material life it's very complicated. Very
complicated.
So we're just inviting everyone. You please look at this Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, and come and join with us and chant Hare Krishna. And in this way, develop faith in God, develop faith in Bhagavan. And then you will be able to understand everything very nicely. Then you will understand. And you will pass this Kali Yuga. This difficult time will pass very easily. You pass through this time. No problem. Okay. Thank you, Master. Very good. Does anybody have any question?
Is it a good question?
Yes, Prabhu?
Hare Krishna.
Hare
Krishna. Maya ka kya asan jate? Lekin jab Kaliyu ka door kahan tak aayega na uski pehchan kahan tak kahan ye bata diya. Kaliyu mein Maya ka kya asan jate? Maya to pareshan karti hai. लेकिन कलयुग है कहाँ तक आदमी को परेशान करेगा कि कहाँ तक रहेगा मैं उसको पहचान नहीं
सकता. What did he say?
He is asking, we know that in Kali Yuga the Maya is affecting, Maya is very strong.
Huh.
But how far is it they're going to affect our people? And how do we know the difference?
How far will it affect people?
Yes, and how do we know those symptoms?
Those symptoms. Oh yes. The Kali Yuga is affecting people very rapidly now. Very rapid changes are taking place.
Kali Yuga mein aap dekh rahe hain ki bahut tezi se sab kuch le sab ho raha
hai. There's such increase in liquor shop. Everywhere liquor shop is coming. And practically so many people now non-veg, all non-veg. And now so much divorce is coming, so many divorces are coming.
Our marriages break, our divorce is
And there is so much more crime, so many more crime. And at any time, everybody is waiting. When will there be some war? When will some war come? And now the weapons they have developed are more and more powerful. And people are taking more and more medicine for psychological problems. Mental problems. More and more mental problems. And there's no relief for the people in general, no relief. And even though they've got United Nations, so many things, they are not able to solve the problem. And there's population explosion. So there are more and more population is growing and growing. There are 9 billion, 10 billion, 11, 12, 15 billion, more and more. Like this, and at any time there'll be some catastrophe, something must happen. In this way, people are not getting any peace. They're not getting any peace. So this is Kali Yuga, and it will get much worse. It will get much, much worse. But in this very difficult situation, there is this temple is coming. And this another temple is coming in New Mumbai also. And my Gurudev said there will be how many temples? I can't remember. 12 temples here, something.
How many temples in Mumbai?
14. He said so. Yeah. So despite so many difficulties, mercy is coming from Bhagavan. Mercy is coming. So those persons who have got some intelligence, they will accept it. We are even giving free food. Our programs are free. We're not charging any money. We're putting on very nice festival like Rath Yatra. And we are going to schools and colleges. We're going to the schools and colleges. And we have many very respectable people who are coming. But you see, it is very difficult. Yeah, Kali Yuga. The people are very bewildered. They are very, very bewildered. And they say, but I like eating meat. And I like drinking wine, whiskey. And I like watching the pornographic films. And this boyfriend and girlfriend, they are doing all boyfriend girlfriend. And if there is any pregnancy, then abortion, doing like this. But for the devotee, we don't do any of these things. We don't do any of
these things.
Therefore, the devotees become free from Kali Yuga. We are becoming free from Kali. And the more you take shelter of Krishna, you become free from this tamaguna and rajaguna. So we are that some persons are becoming attracted to this good life, very good life. And we're making advertisement. Come on, take to this life. We are going in the marketplace with microphone. Hare Krishna, you please come to the festival here. And many people are coming. But many people don't come. Many don't come. And so Kali is getting stronger and stronger. And we are getting stronger and stronger. And one day there's going to be a fight. And you will have to fight. You will have to fight them. By loudly chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. You understand? There will be a fight. You want to kill all the cows. They want liquor shops everywhere. They want all exploitation of women, exploitation of children, exploitation of you, everybody. And everything is corruption and lies. Corruption and lies. So there will be a fight. There will have to be one fight one day. Because your devotees will have to take government position. You will have to take government position. And devotees will have to take over. We will have to take the government. We will have to do it. Otherwise, you will not be able to stop this Kali. You will not be able to stop it. Therefore, we will have to oppose that. We'll have to oppose it. We are the enemy of the liquor company. We are the enemy of all the liquor company. We are the enemy of the slaughterhouse company. We are the enemy of the abortion people. We are their enemy. Because we are speaking very strongly. And therefore we will stop them. You're making money out of it. Therefore they will try to stop us. In America, in the 1970s, one politician was there in America. And he said, you must stop the Hare Krishna movement now. You must stop them, finish them. If you don't stop this Hare Krishna, one day it will take over. And then our animal killing business will be finished. Therefore, there was pushing American government to ban Hare Krishna, ban it. And in Russia also, they tried to ban it. They tried to ban the Bhagavad Gita. The Bhagavad Gita is a dangerous book. Because it will create a revolution. And devotees, we are revolutionaries. Because we are opposing Kali. If you want to follow Kali, then you have to go somewhere else. Get out from here. Oh, we want a place where devotees can live. Therefore we say when you come in this door there is no smoking. You are not allowed to do any Kali activity when you come in this place. And like in Mayapur we want to make a whole city. Where everybody will be devotee. And there will be no influence of Kali, nothing. And already people are going there to that place. They're already gone. And they say, oh, I never want to leave this place. I don't want to leave. Because this is like living in Vaikuntha. So we will make a little Vaikuntha here. Near the road. And but what goes on outside there, Baba, it will only get worse. But you will see, the devotees, they are looking like they are coming from Vaikuntha. You see that, men are wearing, we are wearing dhoti kurta. Yeah, and the lady is all wearing nice sari, beautiful sari. Yeah, well, you don't see any mini skirt here. And the men are not wearing Bermuda, whatever. Like this, and baseball cap. Not happening. So in this way, when you come here, you feel, oh, very nice, it's very nice. Okay? We finished, okay. Thank you very much. Vansaraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Samaveta Bhaktivinda ki, Jai Gaur Premananda.